It is impossible to say how first the idea entered my brain, but once conceived, it haunted me.
If Edgar Allan Poe's horror stories aren't scary enough on paper, what if they were literally all around you, surrounding you with dread? That's what the people at Virginia Tech's School of the Performing Arts are looking to do by immersing you in two of Poe's scariest works, his poem, The Raven, and his short story, The Telltale Heart. The show's called Poe's Shadows, opening at 8:30 Halloween night. Audiences will walk through the installation at 15-minute intervals as scary scenes unfold. Amanda Nelson teaches in the Theater Arts and Leadership Program.
We called it Poe's Shadows for a reason. We're really examining the concept of shadow. Foreshadowing in literature, Poe is particularly adept at his foreshadowing. Shadowing in terms of actual shadows in the space. And then sound shadows, as in sort of echoes of sounds past or sounds that are not sure where they're coming from or where they are.
He shrieked once. Once only. In an instant, I dragged him to the floor and pulled the heavy bed over him.
The show is meant to be a celebration of old and new technology in the service of storytelling that practically reaches out and grabs you. Thanks to the Cube's 360-degree cyclorama projecting high-tech imagery everywhere, as if from nowhere. Visual communications professor Megan D. says that element was inspired by an older version of the technology called a cranky.
In Appalachia, there's this older form of storytelling that goes back hundreds of years called crankies, where you have a long scroll, whether it's painted or done in a couple different ways, and a portion of the visual is revealed, and then as you turn these cranks, the scroll reveals more of the image. And our thinking was that since Edgar Allan Poe grew up in Virginia, that he might have even grown up seeing stories presented in this way.
I mean, really, is there anything scarier than a creaky old door opening in an Edgar Allan Poe story? Blame spatial sound designer Tanner Upthegrove if you run out screaming before your time's up. It's technology born of this century that lives in only a few other performance spaces on Earth. And as far out as Poe's stories already were, could he ever have dreamed of having his work performed in this way? English professor Ashley Reed, who co-curated the text for the show along with Nelson and Natasha Staley, says yes. In fact, she says, his writing oozed sensory experience, smell, taste, touch, and most chillingly, sound.
Certainly in The Telltale Heart, the repetitive sound of the narrator's inner monologue, but also the way that Poe uses the sound of the beating heart in the writing, that so that the reader isn't just sort of reading this flat thing on the page. The reader is hearing the sound of the beating heart in his or her head as he or she experiences the story. And so in some ways what we've done in this installation is we've tried to bring that experience to life, so you won't be imagining that you're hearing that beating heart. You'll actually be hearing that beating heart.
Poe's Shadow will be playing after dark in the Cube Theater, beginning Halloween night and ending November 4th. I'm Robbie Harris.